traffickers and sellers of etomidate vapes will now face up to 10 years jail and 5 strokes of the cane, up from 2 years jail and a fine under the Poisons Act. For importers, it's more serious, 20 years up to 20 years jail and 15 strokes of the cane. Number two major feature of this model is the rapid escalation of penalties for abusers of etomidate. Rapid escalation. I will explain why. Like other drug abusers, abusers of etomidate can also be subject to mandatory supervision, detention, and jail under the MDA once we list it. That said, we need to consider the change in landscape I explained earlier and the large number of young people involved. In July, when we first announced the listing of etomidate in MDA, HSA just tested random samples or pods, about 100 of them, that we have seized from abusers. So we seized from members of public and abusers, randomly picked them up and test them for etomidate, and then discovered 1/3 of them are etomidate laced, and we announced that. After our announcement on 20th July and the awareness built up and subsequent publicity was very useful, we did the same exercise again only last week, also extracted about 100 of them to test them randomly. The percentage is now 12%, fallen from 1/3. So this gives us reason to believe that the more stringent posture, that itself has caused a fall in the prevalence of etomidate. As more people are aware of its harm and the more severe consequences that is coming their way. And I think this has a lot to do with the younger profile of the etomidate abusers. So amongst vapers today, 1/3 are under 18 and more than half are under 30. For etomidate abusers, the profile is even more stark. About 80% are under 30. 80% under 30. So etomidate abusers, being largely young and probably ignorant, we think are different from hardcore drug abusers, and they may be more open to giving up. That's the MOH sense. So when an abuser is first caught, other than a fine, MOH will come in to require them to attend a rehabilitation program. This is in lieu of tougher penalties under the law. So in lieu of prosecution, they are required to attend a rehab program. This is to give the abuser a chance to turn over a new leaf and put etomidate behind him or her for good. The abuser can still have a good, meaningful life ahead of him or her. But if they decide to default or re-offend, penalties will escalate very rapidly. Let me now explain how this works. So first-time offender for abuse of etomidate, they'll be required to attend a 3-month rehab program, either at IMH and selected social services agencies like the Singapore Anti-Narcotics Association or WeCare. Offenders are required to report weekly under the program. During the program, they will undergo individual counseling, group support, and necessary medical tests. For severe cases, the program may be extended from 3 months to 6 months. But if they refuse to attend or default on the attendance, they may be charged under Poisons Act and face imprisonment after 2 years. And if they re-offend, they will be arrested under the MDA, where they can undergo a long supervision regime, or end up in the Drug Rehabilitation Centre under Singapore Prison Service. The rehab requirement I just described represents a second chance that the government is giving the offenders. They can also give themselves a second chance through a program we call Quit Vape. This is run by community partners, WeCare, SANA, Tai Hua Kwan Moral Charities, and Fei Yue Community Services. So come forward if you are a vapor, or worse, etomidate vapor. Come forward, contact them, tell them you want to quit vaping or etomidate vaping, and they will help you deal with your addiction. They are not required to report the cases to MOH or CMB. There will not be an offense record. So that is a chance you can give yourself. We will also use this framework to enhance our enforcement against general vaping, not e-tominic vaping, just general vaping. It is very bad for health. The nicotine content of vaping pods is very high, which is why Singapore bans it. Our tests show that one pod contains as much nicotine as four packs of cigarettes. Yeah. And a young person can just smoke on it the whole day. Unlike cigarette, there's no end. You just keep smoking until the pod ends. By then, you have taken in four cigarette packs worth of nicotine. We will raise the fines for vape consumption from $300 and $500 for the young and adults, respectively, to $500 and $700. For recalcitrant vapors, if caught, we will also impose a rehab requirement on them. This will be run by the Health Promotion Board. It involves weekly reporting for 1 month, and based on our experience, this will help the majority kick the habit. And for the subsequent 2 months, it will be monthly reporting just to make sure that the habit does not return. If they default, they will be charged and subject to a fine of $2,000 under TICASA.